Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Institute, a network of charter schools.
It's time for another Christmas wish, and this morning we have Shanae on the phone. Hey, good morning, Shanae.
Good morning.
Hi, Shanae. We got your submission for Christmas wish for Rebecca, so we wanted to grant Rebecca's wish. We're going to get her on the line, and then would you mind reading your submission letter?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, okay. Shanae, how do you know Rebecca?
She used to be my neighbor.
Okay.
Since I was a little girl, she'd known me about 15 years.
Okay.
So,
all right, yeah. So you guys, okay, neighbors known each other for a while. Well, let's get her on the line here. Hang on.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Rebecca?
This is me.
Hi, Rebecca. It's Jagger and Christy from Magic 92.5 calling you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so why are we on the phone, right?
Yeah.
Well, we do a thing called Christmas Wish every year. And on the phone with us is someone you've known for quite some time, Shanae. Say hello.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Shanae has nominated you for a Christmas Wish this year.
Oh, my.
Would it be okay if she read her letter that she submitted?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Shanae.
Okay. So I would like to nominate someone special that has been a second mom to me since I was a young girl. Rebecca is the role model of a mother I'd like to be someday. Growing up, I had two parents that were abusive and addicted to drugs, so my house wasn't always the safest place to be as a young girl. At a young age, I met Rebecca, who was my downstairs neighbor, and she would invite me into her home for a hot meal and always treated me as her own child. She helped me with issues in my teen years, always being there to listen no matter what time it was, and just taking care of me in so many ways. I admired her for being courageous, determined, to accomplish her goals, so I always wanted to be like her. She was a mother I always wanted and admired her so much, and even went to nursing school with her encouragement and help. Rebecca recently left an abusive relationship, which caused her to relocate from her house. She was viciously attacked and was hospitalized with a head concussion that caused health problems for her. I have watched her struggle to pay bills, cover moving expenses, pay medical expenses, cover transportation dilemmas with her children getting to school, and just sadly not being able to enjoy the fun things with her four children. Now that Rebecca is a single mother and raising her four kids alone with no help, it is difficult to see her counting quarters to buy a gallon of milk. Rebecca has started the process from her divorce, went back to school, dealt with a recent death in her family, and had several medication changes for her health. This Christmas, I would like to see this family enjoy the holidays together. So much has happened to them this year, but they have all managed to be strong despite the circumstances. I know they will be happy being able to spend time together this holiday season at Disneyland. They have never been able to go, and they really deserve to have some fun. Please bless my hero, Rebecca, and her four children for this Christmas 2018.
Wow.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Rebecca, we're sorry to hear that you've had some issues this year. It's always a struggle to pay bills throughout the year, much less, you know, moving expenses and medical expenses and transportation. And it just piles up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How are you hanging in there?
My kids are my motivation.
And how are the kids doing?
Oh, they're getting better. They're in counseling, and we've just been through a lot. I know it's been a lot of changes for them, and they're strong.
Yeah.
And you have three boys, right?
I actually have four boys, but
four boys.
I have three still at home and one in college.
Okay.
And two are twins, is that correct?
Yeah.
Wow.
My 8-year-old, two twins.
Yeah.
They're eight, and then your other son is how old?
He's 12.
And what's his name?
His name's Isaiah.
Isaiah, okay.
And your son in college?
Yeah, his name's Gabriel.
All right. Well, listen, we wanted to grant your Christmas wish this year, and we want to take a little bit of that stress off your shoulders. So we always get started with, I don't know, have you picked out a Christmas tree yet?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Because we've got one for you.
Our friends at Dixie Line Lumber and Home Centers want to give you guys a tree so you can get that put up, and you can decorate it and have that looking real nice for Christmas, okay?
And you can go pick it out as a family.
Yay!
Thank you.
And then we also want to make sure you have a nice Christmas meal, so we're going to provide a gift card for that. And then let's talk talk about what to put under the tree. Let's talk about the twins first. Now, those are your youngest boys, right? 8-year-old Joshua and Daniel?
Yes.
And what kind of things do they like?
Oh, they're both into different things. Daniel likes a lot of arts and crafts stuff, and Joshua's my sporty one. He's into basketball and baseball, but they're not picky. They like anything.
Well, you know, and I understand.
So humble.
I understand that they, since they're twins, they kind of like to do stuff together. So what we thought we would do is we get a couple of games that they could play together. First of all, under the tree, you can wrap up a game called, it's called Cut the Wires Interactive Game that they can play together. And you can give that one to Joshua, and then you can give Daniel the fly. This is great. You're going to love this game. It's called the Flying Sushi Interactive Game.
Kind of crazy.
It's a fun game, and they both can play these games together and have fun with each other as twins, okay?
I'll really enjoy that.
We're not leaving Isaiah out. We've got the Ms. Pac-Man arcade game, and I understand that the kids like this one better because
it's faster.
So they'll have plenty to keep them all busy.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And then for everybody, all the boys, you can wrap this up and put it under the tree from our friends at Sony. This is great. I wish I had one. It's the brand new PlayStation 4 bundle, including the 1 terabyte PS4 Slim console, a PS4 DualShock controller, and a copy of Spider-Man the Game for PS4.
Oh, wow. They're going to be so happy.
I think there's going to be some screaming on Christmas morning.
I do, too.
Me, too.
And on top of that, we're going to throw in another game. It's made right here in San Diego. It's MLB The Show for PS4. That's all thanks to our friends at Sony PlayStation. So that will be under the tree on Christmas morning, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So our friends at GTM want you to have a $100 gift card, too. You can get some more presents or maybe some clothes or shoes for the kids, stuff like that that they may need for the holidays, too, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So, Rebecca, what's wrong with your car?
Oh, my. It needs brakes. This new windshield. It's falling apart.
Okay,
I'm trying to keep it together.
Well, hey, tell you what. We price some of this out, and to fix all that stuff, we'd like to give you $300. You can go in there and get that car fixed up, okay?
Oh, sounds great.
And we know you could use a little extra for some of the bills to fill in some of the Christmas gaps, so we'd also like to give you $500 cash to do that.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Will that help out a little bit?
It will. My kids are going to be so happy.
Oh, I think they're going to get even happier because who is it that is a big wrestling fan?
Joshua.
Yeah, well, listen to this. We have friends who work at the Valley View Casino Center, and I don't know if you know this or not, but coming up really soon here, it's WWE Raw is coming to town, and we would like to send you and your boys to go see WWE Raw.
Oh, my gosh, he's going to be so excited. He's been asking me every day, and I'm telling him we don't have the money, son.
Aww.
Oh, he's going to be so excited.
Yay, well, you can put the tickets and put them right in the stocking there, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And so we just want to make sure you have a great Christmas this year. And
there's one more thing.
Oh, wait, there is. Christy, you're so right.
There
is one more thing.
A little birdie told us that you've never been able to take the boys to Disneyland, have you?
No.
Well, guess what? We want to give you 6 tickets to go up to Disneyland!
Oh, thank you so much. The boys are going to be so excited. I can't wait to tell them.
By the way, that's enough tickets to take everybody, and Shanae, we want you to go too, okay?
Aw, yay.
Oh, Shanae. Yay. My babysitter to get on the ride.
There you go. Well, listen, you guys have a great time this Christmas. We hope it's a great Christmas for you, Rebecca. I hope things turn around for you.
Yeah, we hope things just kind of go in a better direction. You just have spent some quality time making memory with your family, and we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Things are already good, guys.
And Shanae, thank you for letting us know about Rebecca.
No problem. Thank you so much. She's really happy.
There's only one more thing I need, and that's a Merry Christmas on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas.
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.